anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech, Silver Lake girls basketball coach Keith Crow, and we will be announcing the winner of our Valentine's Day gift package from those that signed up to be an ESPN Superstation fan. Great gift package. We'll run down all that towards the end of the show for you. I had a lot of people signing up, all eligible, so it's great. We're going to get a chance to pass it along to you. Also, I'm going to throw it out right now because I threw up in my mouth this morning when I went to our website. Have you pulled up the website, Derek?
I haven't. I'll go do that right now.
Why don't you pull up ESPNSuperstation.com and just tell me what you see.
Let me say something and praise you. Let me praise you for once.
Not again. Come on. Come on, not again.
Was it not Monday when Doug went on his little spiel of over 5 minutes so he wouldn't be blasted right away for his Nebraska basketball comments of the past? But did he not say, would Brett Favre please come out of retirement? Would something happen in the sports world so I don't have to hear about A-Rod? That's our own Doug Duda came up with that with his mental telepathy. That's what he used with Brett Favre. What I want to know is, how long is it before we wonder if Brett Favre's teetering once again on the comeback?
He's not. This is it. This is it.
We've been through it before.
This is it. I mean, there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else to do. This is it. Brett Favre's retired. And I'm comfortable with that. Chris Mortensen's 99% sure. I believe that. I think it's over. I think everything that you see today is warranted in watching and listening to and all that kind of stuff. I have no problem. I was hoping Favre would come back another year. But if he can't play at the level that he's used to playing at, and I think that's what this is going to come, that's what this came down to, is that he just can't make it through a season anymore, which is too bad. Because I enjoy watching Brett Favre play, because you never know what you're going to get each and every Sunday. This is it,
Doug. When in 15 years, when you look back at the careers like we do of a Troy Aikman, like we do of so many quarterbacks, the first thing that's going to come to mind is Brett Favre. Is there one thing that stands out?
Competitiveness, love for the game, emotion. What they always show, you know, fired up when he throws touchdown pass number 5 or number 500. Just always in the game when you have Brett Favre, and always the game's still on because Brett Favre also throwing more interceptions. So
I think if there's one game though that typifies,
you didn't say one
game. Well, okay. But I think a lot of people are gonna go back to, and you say the emotion, and you say the competitiveness, the Monday nighter after his father passed away in Oakland. What a great game that was. I think a lot of people remember that one game, and a lot of people remember that one game about Brett Favre's career, about how special that was to him and his family. A lot of people didn't think he'd play that night, and what a terrific night it was for him. I think that's a special night for Brett Favre, and I think a lot of people will remember Brett Favre because of that one night.
That's one of the memories in his storied career.
I mean, I think of that game before the Super Bowl, certainly.
Well, when you come down to one game, it's going to be hard to pick one game apart from others, but because that had some more sidebar to it, that's going to pop into your head. Now, winning the Super Bowl, number one. But so many other great moments for Brett Favre. Just fun watching him play. So he's all done. He's retired, and maybe we don't have to listen about A-Rod for a while, and that's the key. That is the key.
Now, what do you got going on this website? Derek keeps pointing at it.
Well, look what's on the ESPN website.
Front and center, Fantasy NASCAR 2009.
Oh!
Great prizes from Fanatics. You can go to our website if you're into NASCAR. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. That's it. No, I don't care. No, shut up. We're not talking any more about it. Is there a race this weekend? Is something going on? I mean, when does that start? Anybody?
What's going on, buddy?
Anybody? Is there something going on this weekend?
Yeah, damn right.
They turn left a lot starting Sunday.
They do.
Is the Daytona Sunday?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just checking.
The Super Bowl kicks off the season.
1-888-45. Don't know. Which is also just idiotic. I mean, NASCAR, you're just so damn dumb. What makes Daytona any bigger than any other race? You have the same drivers every week. It's the first race of the year. You're not tuned. You're not in sync. You're not ready to go. That just shows more the idiocy of the world of NASCAR. Why would the... Okay, our preseason, the sprint game is the biggest game of the year for Nebraska. Preseason baseball means something.
See, Derek, I just... I just think it's funny to watch you go nuts.
Come on.
I'm with Doug. I could care less about NASCAR.
Give me a reason why, and I thank you for that, Derek.
No problem.
I want to know why, what sense it makes that you call Daytona 500 the biggest race of the year. It's the first race.
Don't they run three, two,
and you take
two or
like
three
a whole 2 months
too?
Off.
Two or three different races at the same track throughout the season. And
there's not different rules for Daytona. It's not like you turn right part of the time. It's not like you go in reverse. It's not like you stop after 100 miles and then reseed.
1-888-455-3776. If you
I'm not
have a reason for that.
No. You can call. Might not let maybe your emails are more pertinent because I can throw those in the trash if I don't like them. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But do go to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm not naive. I know there's a lot of NASCAR fans out there. There's some psycho NASCAR fans. There's people that like NASCAR more than anything else in their life. They like NASCAR more than their trailer house, their redneck dog, their shotgun. I mean... then they're nicknamed Lumpy. I mean, they all love NASCAR. Speaking of NASCAR fans, they have to be fired up about the winner of the Westminster Dog Show. Stump. The 10-year-old dog, Stump.
Haven't got to see much of the dog show yet. I believe Tiger won the first night. Now Stump, huh? At least they're normal names. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like Mr. Chatsworth Lewis the 19th something, you know, that lives in a castle. I mean, they still probably live in a castle, but there's some weird names out there, and I hate when they have to divide the screen to get all the names on.
Yeah, well, Daddy, you have been on a Nebraska basketball rant today, front page of the Omaha World Herald. You come in all proud. What's the big deal? They're just talking about Creighton and Nebraska on the outside looking in, trying to get into the NCAA tournament. Well,
all they're saying is there's a chance. There's some excitement, which you won't share with anybody because you want to rain on everybody's parade.
Bracketology. Joe Lunardi, bracketology. We've talked about this before. Right now, your number one seeds, Connecticut in the east, Pittsburgh in the west, Oklahoma in the south, and North Carolina in the Midwest. Your number two seeds are Wake Forest, Duke, Michigan State, and Louisville. All right. According to Joe Lunardi, 8 teams from the ACC, only 7 now from the Big East. Remember, they were talking 9.
Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame's not there anymore, but ACC 8, Big East 7, Pac-10 6, Big 10, SEC have 5. The Big 12 has 5 currently in the NCAA tournament, and I thought that was something that you would want to know. Also, there's the last four in. One of them is a Big 12 team. The first four out, and then he always puts the next four out. There are 2 more Big 12 teams in that 8-team situation between 65 and 71.
A little dog's coming out of me. Who are they?
Where do you think Nebraska is placed?
Just on the outside. I believe they're on the outside. Teams on the outside looking in. Still.
The 5 Big 12 teams. 5, and you have been saying 4 is all that's going to get in, and a lot of people have said that. The 5 Big 12 teams that are currently in are Oklahoma, Kansas.
Texas.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, as I told you yesterday on the show, and among the last four in, Kansas State. Those are the five that Joe Lunardi says, if the tournament started today, would be in. All right? The last four in, Kansas State, UNLV, BYU, Arizona. The next four that are out, that are right on the true bubble, Cincinnati, Georgetown, another Big East team, Wisconsin, Michigan. The next four out, Providence, Penn State, and these two Big 12 teams, Oklahoma State,
Baylor,
and Baylor. Nebraska's not even in the top seven right now, even though they're fourth in the conference. Also consider there's a 10 other schools listed here off there, and Nebraska is one of those. So right now they have them in about the 80th spot. That's not close to getting in. So as I have said, Nebraska is not getting in the NCAA tournament. This makes me feel that even if they go 4-3 down the stretch, which is barely above 500, they're not getting in, which many people have argued they would get in. I feel worse about it now, or less optimistic that they would get in, than all your arguing and peddling. I mean, not only are they not in now, they're not close to getting in, and there are seven Big 12 teams. At least two of those teams are ahead of Nebraska. At least two of those teams are ahead of Nebraska.
How can Kansas State be that high?
I'm just telling you what I'm telling you right now, Tony. I'm just going to what I usually do on this show, point out the facts as to why I am right yet again. As this continuing battle between you, I, and the listeners about what Nebraska's status is in the NCAA tournament. Nebraska's status right now is, I consider, not close. Close would be in the first 10 out. They're not.
I got to pull up. I don't even have the Big 12 standings in front of me. How is Kansas State ahead of Nebraska that far?
Well, they're tied with Nebraska for fourth in the Big 12, but we have the tiebreaker, so that's why Nebraska would be true fourth if the season ended today, and they would get the first round bye in the tournament. If. And as the folks that we've had on the program have said, Nebraska's back end is a lot tougher than their start of their Big 12 season.
I understand that, but you still got winnable home games. I mean,
I understand,
and that says something. And that says something.
4-3. What do you feel now?
If they go four and three,
what do you feel now?
Well, among those
would be a win over Kansas State and a win over Baylor. Well, only one of them because they're both road games. Your argument and most people's argument is win the three home games and get one on the road, of which they think Kansas State or Baylor would be the best chance, not Missouri or Kansas. So I'm asking you right now, honestly, do you think Nebraska, even if they go 4-3, can get in the tournament?
Boy,
they might have one of the best conference records left out. Those games against Maryland, Baltimore County, Oregon State, that they lose at the very end, the overtime games, the Oklahoma State game, the Kansas game, that they had a chance to win, and I understand, and they look terrible against Colorado and find a way to win. It all is supposed to balance out in the end. I'm just saying, do you really believe that if Nebraska goes 4-3, and I'll even give you 1-1 in the tournament, that they go in as an NCAA tournament team?
Well, from what you've just said, no, I do not believe that. But I'm looking at this going, it's going to depend on. But see, I can admit when I'm wrong.
I'm not gloating. I didn't say a word.
But it also depends on what Oklahoma State Baylor do down the stretch. Because I think you have a chance to jump up there.
Would I be wrong? The statement was Nebraska has no chance of making the NCAA tournament. They don't. This is even more proof that they don't.
But why can't we be excited about Nebraska basketball and cheer for them and go crazy? Why do you want to cut everybody down and rain on their parade?
See, I'm not. I am just pointing out facts.
Well, the facts are.
The fact is, I can't go to the bank and want $100,000, and then they just give it to me. I got to have a little basis to be able to pay off a loan or have the money to get that out of the bank. That's the same thing that's going on here. You can't just wish for something.
Where do you got Nebraska on this list? Also considered. There's a fourth team on that list, which I don't have any idea of in any particular order.
But. Another team that's hot right now, the Hastings College men's basketball team. We need to take a break. Lance Creech is going to join us. Fire off your thoughts on the Nebraska basketball team. It's still our Sun Heat hot topic poll question on the website at ESPNSuperStation.com. How many conference games do you think Nebraska will win this year? And also coming up, Keith Crow from Silver Lake is going to join us. And we tell you who the winner is in our Valentine's giveaway spectacular. It's all coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
So, one day here in Nebraska, it can be nice and sunny, and the next day, a blizzard in your face. But day after day, the deals at Kearney Yamaha are as hot as the 4th of July. For example, right now you can save up to $4,400 on select Yamaha motorcycles. You heard right, that's $4,400. Whether you're looking for the hard-to-find Yamaha Raider or want to look at the stylish V-Star 250, Kearney Yamaha has a full line of 2009 Yamaha Star motorcycles in stock right now. Whether you want to save tons of money or want the newest bikes out there, you need to stop by Kearney Yamaha today to be ready to ride early this spring. You can stop by today or check them out at KearneyYamaha.com. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and a huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm return home on Friday to face off with the Chicago Steel, 7:05 at the First Tier Events Center. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams begin their final homestand of the season on Saturday when they welcome in Colorado Springs at 6-8. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball team will play tonight at Dana College. It's their only games of the week. Women at 6, men at 8. You can hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The Nebraska men's basketball team is at Missouri Saturday, tip-off at 12:30. The Nebraska women will host Texas Tech Saturday night at 7:05. The UNK wrestling team will host Adams State Thursday in a duel at 7 o'clock. Hastings College wrestling team has the conference championships in Blair Saturday. The Nebraska wrestling team is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina to duel North Carolina and UNC Greensboro Saturday. In baseball, UNK heads to Denver to play Metro State and Montana State Billings, while Hastings will be at the College of the Ozarks. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion.
This is Shelly Smith from ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature in the upper 40s with winds out of the west-northwest of around 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies back to 22 with a west wind 5 to 10. On Thursday, highs rebound around 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK basketball teams go on the road last night and get wins at Shadron State. Congratulations to the Lopers. And again, they find a way to make it exciting. The women win their sixth straight. They were up 15 at the half. And then Shadron comes back and takes the lead in the second half. But Jade Meads, 25 points, 10 rebounds. Cassie Shupi, who's really smart because she's on the academic all-district team, and Deb Johnson each had 16. The Loper women now 9-5 in the conference, 14-8 overall. It'll be interesting to see the regional rankings, which I think come out again today, see if they move up maybe into that top eight, which they need to be at the end of the regulars or at the end of the season.
They were in 10th last week, yep. if you have not heard that.
So the Lopers get that win yesterday, and we take a look. There was a big milestone, by the way, last night for Shadron State. You know, one of their star players, reached the 1,000-point mark last night in her career. So a special night last night there at Shadron State. I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like that. Congratulations, Sonny. On the boys or men's side, how about our little fellow Max Frelick? 21 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists as they hold on for a 70-68 victory. Drake Baronic, 19. Josiah Parker had 12 in that ball game yesterday. So the Lopers get back in the win column. They're home for a single game against Colorado Springs on Saturday. Well, the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road for the next 3 games to wrap up the regular season, and the men have put together a nice little hot streak as they get ready to take on Dana tonight, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Hastings Broncos, Lance Creech, again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. How many rated teams are in this damn conference?
Oh,
it seems like every game you play is against a rated team.
It really does. I tell you, and the thing that's even more difficult is in between those rated teams, you've got schools like Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan and Concordia and Dana that, well, actually Concordia is even rated, but, you know, so there's just no kind of time away. I mean, it's either a nationally ranked team or it's a down the road long time rival that you got to prepare for. So there's just not a heck of a lot of days off in this league.
Lance, pick out a couple players in this league. Are there one or two guys that are just different animals and don't really fit in very well, better than the rest?
You know, you'd probably have to look at probably the kid up north at Northwestern, Kale Wurtzma, who's a 6'3", long, wiry, you know, prototypical guard from Northwestern that just, gosh, you kind of game plan and hope he has a bad day as part of your game plan a little bit even. You know, Dakota Wesleyan's really done a heck of a job. They've lost a couple of their primary players, one early in the, before the season even began, to a real serious knee injury. And then they had another kid that was the leading scorer in the league tear up his knee. They've got a sophomore by the name of Brady Wiebe that's just really been dynamite here of late. So typically the teams in the north just have kind of a different dynamic of player. The kids that are about 6'3 to 6'6 that can all post up and they can shoot it and they can rebound and just take the rebound and go the length of the floor. Pretty good defenders. They pass the ball very well. So it's just a different dynamic of player when you go from the north to the south.
Hastings College men's coach Lance Creech joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I want to point out a couple of kids for you that seem to have really stepped up their play here in the last couple of weeks to get this 4-game winning streak going. First, let's start with Jeremiah Slough right down the road at Donovan. He's the conference player of the week.
Yeah, I tell you, the biggest difference, I think, in our team has been the play of, or probably more so even the mentality of a couple guys, and first and foremost would be Jeremiah Slough. And Maya's you know, the thing that got Maya playing time when he first got to Hastings College, he was just so dang competitive in a practice situation. You know, that's when Cray DeToit was a senior and Corey Feringer was a junior, and he would come in and he might have gotten beat, you know, on a daily basis in practice, but it wasn't without a fight. And I think that's the thing that set him apart in my eyes more than anything early in his career. And now he's really figured out how to play. You know, he's always been a very heady player, you know, and he surprises me all the time just on the decisions that he makes within the flow of a game and just, you know, just the way he looks at the overall game plan of a situation, or whether it's in a film session or whatever, he's usually the one that speaks up. He's, I think, got a chance to be a really good coach someday if he ever pursues that angle. Hopefully he'll wise up and go out and try and make some money and not be a coach like the rest of us dumb jocks. But then I think Kyle Walmsley's probably kind of slid under the radar for most people when you just look at the stat sheet. But, you know, you talk about a kid that's just physically and mentally just tough. You know, I mean, you wouldn't want to meet this guy in a phone booth anytime soon because he's just tough. I mean, he just kind of wills things to happen, and he's really done a heck of a job for us from an emotional standpoint. He's a senior. He's our only senior that we have right now, and he's just been a true, I guess you would almost say, blessing for us. The kid's just been really, since we got back from that game where we got drubbed over at Concordia a month ago or so, he called a team meeting, I guess, and this was a players only deal, and I didn't know about it until about a week or two after the fact, and he just kind of sat everybody down and, you know, basically in his own way got them focused and said, you know, we're too good. Please don't let me go out on a losing note. And I tell you, ever since then, we've been playing pretty darn good.
Also, Brett McNerlin has been putting some points up on the board here for you lately.
You know, again, you look at a kid that, I mean, he's about 6'3", 6'4", probably weighs 180 pounds if he gets out of the shower with a full set of sweats on. You know, the kid's just, he's a string bean. He's tough. He's just a tough competitor, you know, and he played for Joel Heiser over at Papillion South, and Joel's a very good friend of mine, and you know, I can remember in the recruiting process with Brent, you know, he said, Lance, you're never going to find a more competitive kid, and sometimes it's to a fault. You know, he gets so darn competitive that it sometimes has some adverse effects to his game a little bit, but I'd rather take competitiveness over, you know, over a lot of other intangibles, because Brent's really got it. And I tell you, he's a kid that can score it from a lot of different areas. I mean, he can get fouled. He can put it on the floor a little bit, shoots a three-point shot very well. He's our leading rebounder. You know, he just does so many little things. And you're right, he's kind of slid under the radar because the kid came in this year with 2 years of junior varsity experience at the college level, and that's it. And he's just kind of willed himself into a pretty darn good basketball player at our level.
Coach Doug mentioned the three games in which you have left on your schedule. How much room does that give you to move as that sixth seed right now?
Well, you know, we're going to have to take care of business on our own part. And then mathematically, we're not out of a first-round bye. We would need some help, you know, the things that are out of our control. So, you know, our focus is right now just us, because we would probably mathematically need quite an equation for us to slide into that one of those top four spots. So we've really just got to worry about what we can control right now, and that's just kind of what we have left on our schedule. And honestly, we've been a part of both scenarios. A couple of years ago, we were the number four spot, and we earned that spot on the last day of the season by beating Northwestern. And we turn around and play Dort College, and it was a nail biter, 47-44, one of the uglier games we've ever played. And we got beaten essentially the second round of the conference tournament. So with the way that we're playing, if we can continue to just get a little bit better each day and continue to play as hard and as aggressive as we're playing right now, I'd rather not take a day off, to be quite honest. I'm kind of under the mindset that I want to keep a streak or a roll going when you've got it, and taking 3 or 4 days off this late in the year kind of throws your kids for a loop, and I don't think, you know, we're such creatures of habit anymore. I want to keep the routine that we have. I want to keep that going.
Lance, health-wise, how are you right now?
Oh, probably as good as we can be. You know, Derek Spooner had to miss a game last week when we played Nebraska Wesleyan, which obviously hurts us athletically, hurts our depth on the perimeter. You know, he can be a really good defender just by using his athleticism, and he's just so darn long on the perimeter that he gets his hands on a lot of tipped basketballs and things like that. So we just kind of got to kind of patch him through the season. There's just nothing he needs more than rest, and we just don't have time for rest right now. So you just kind of got to rub a little dirt on it and get through the year, and we'll rest you when we can. And other than that, knock on wood, we've been really fortunate. You know, we've had, you know, your usual tweaks here and there, but today will be our 80th, or yesterday was our 80th practice and 27th game. You're going to get some injuries along the way.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Tony, what do you say about 80 practices?
I didn't like 10 practices. On 80, but...
Lance Creech joins us, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. You were talking about where they were in this 13-team conference. You look at this, and Hastings is, well, they're about the only team that's not got a whole lot of movement probably ahead of them, as the coach said. They're sitting in the sixth hole at 9-6 in the conference. Then right below them, you got three teams with 8 losses, and right above them, you got two teams with 4 losses with 3 games to go. So they're about the only team that doesn't have a lot. The one thing is, Lance, all three teams that are left on your schedule are below you in the conference standings, but you have to go on the road to play all three games. So one mindset says, well, this could turn into a 7-game winning streak, whereas the other one says it's very tough to win 3 straight conference games on the road.
Well, it is, you know, and I think there's its own set of challenges within that 3-game streak. Tonight we head up to Dana. We play a team that's, other than Saturday, they got beat by a small margin against Dakota Wesleyan, who's leading the conference. They're on a, you know, they've won 5 out of 6 or 4 out of 5, something like that, and they're playing really good, and we dropped one to them earlier this year by 1 point here at home when we were on that ridiculous stretch of losing 9 games by a total of 25 points. And then you've got to go over to Doan, who is at this point winless in the conference, and that's a scary game because that's kind of a very much a trap game, especially when it's such a big rival, just a natural rivalry from, you know, long before any of us were here. And then you've got to go on the road to Nebraska Wesleyan, which is going to be their senior day. It's a Saturday at 4 o'clock. It's going to be an emotional day for them, and we didn't exactly take care of business real great when we played them the first time. We only beat them by 3 here at our place. So, you know, yeah, you've got an opportunity to continue your streak, but, you know, in our league, there's just no easy games. I mean, Mount Marty 2 or 3 weeks ago beats Concordia, who Concordia was in the top 3 of our league at that time. Mount Marty was winless. They go on the road and win at Concordia by 10. So, you know, basketball is just a silly, silly sport in that regard. You can't look at records. You can't look at stats. You just got to play the game, and you've got to be able to make adjustments and make some changes throughout the course of a game, and that's what the kids have done a really good job of here since we've really been playing well since about middle of January. They've done a really good job of making some adjustments on the fly and just finding a way to win games.
Well, Lance, keep the winning streak going with you and the kids, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you again soon here before the season wraps up. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lance Creech, head coach of the Hastings College men's basketball team. Again, all Hastings College action. Mike Will has it on 1230 AM KHAS. Tony, they're winning. 4 in a row. They're going to 5 tonight.
Well, it's just like Dinah Grow, who's undefeated on the season.
Whoa.
They're winning, too. Hey, the soybeans, the Roundup Ready soybeans, and what you're looking forward to your farming operation this year, whether you're looking for 34F09 top yields, a tough variety with great stress ratings, or 39D11, whether you want a taller plant that adapts to all row width, Dinah Grow is committed to providing its customers with superior genetics, the newest technology available. They believe that this approach allows their customers to achieve the highest possible return on their investment.
Give me a D.
D.
Give me a Y.
Y.
Give me an N.
N.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a word that rhymes with toe.
Grow.
Dinah Grow. All right.
Dyna-Grow is growing in your fields. If you don't know who your local Dyna-Grow seeds dealer is, call 1-800-652-9298 for your the best. They're the best. So I don't know how many times we got to say it. More acres were planted last year than ever before. More acres are going to be planted this year than ever before. Dyna-Grow, it's growing for you.
We'll take a break, get Daddy some oxygen. Keith Crow, Silver Lake, and more. We're going to announce our Valentine's Day winner as well. Stay with us.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. I've always believed a happy wife is a happy life. Make the lady in your life happy from Pro Flowers on Valentine's Day. Pro Flower roses are rated best value by the Wall Street Journal. It's easier and faster than standing in line at the florist. They've got a last-minute exclusive offer just for my radio listeners. But you don't have much time left before Valentine's Day, so listen up. You choose either 1 dozen red roses in a free ruby red vase or 2 dozen assorted roses in a free clear glass vase. Plus, each bouquet comes with free truffles for $39.99. That's over $20 in savings, an unbeatable deal right before Valentine's Day. This is your last chance to get your roses and free truffles just in time for Valentine's Day for $39.99. Here's what I want you to do. Go to proflowers.com, find the radio mic, upper right-hand corner, click it, and type in my password, Colin. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS. That's 1-800-PROFLOWERS. A happy wife is a happy life.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308 334-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature in the upper 40s with winds out of the west-northwest of around 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies back to 22 with a west wind 5 to 10. On Thursday, highs rebound around 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Stop by for a free estimate on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Guys, your NASCAR group asked for a group number. What's the number? John from Wisconsin. John, you little fisher of men. Derek, you have obtained the information.
Yeah, I have. There's a
fantasy NASCAR geeks out there that are going to our website and going to win great prizes from Fanatics at ESPNSuperstation.com.
When you're signing up, it's going to ask you for an ID number to the group. The group number, it is 20810. 20810 is the group number there, and that'll get you right in.
2810.
No.
28. No, not 28. 20810. See, that's just confusing. Why would you do that?
208-10.
There you go, if you will.
208-10? That's okay? You're sure?
That'll work.
Let's see. What else we got going on here? Okay, we've got the winner of the Valentine's package coming up. Hey, how about our friend Heather Glott from UNK? She's your RMAC Swimming and Diving Women's Athlete of the Week.
Yes!
Second time this year. Won 3 events in the home duel. Won the 50 by almost 3 seconds.
It's an eternity in the pool, people.
Season best efforts. Daddy, Mark Tian has signed a 1-year deal with the Kansas City Royals, avoiding arbitration.
Well, I think that was one of those people that a lot of people thought might be moved before it got to that point. Might be some rumors of that, but with the club, good.
Brett Favre retiring, Amon Green cut.
Out.
What do you think? Will he play again?
Well, they got to get somebody else in there because Slayton, just his body type isn't. I mean, you're looking at him being that go-to guy, and I don't think.
Yeah, but will Amon Green play again?
Oh no! You know what? You look at the people that Sean Alexander. Not good. I mean, he's getting to that stage in his career, just on a very, very fast decline. And not only do they not have the same spring in their step that they once had. They don't have the same durability. They can't hold up, and they're gone about 3/4 of the time.
Tri-City Storm tied 3-3 going into the final period last night with Sioux City.
Four goals in the last period.
2 goals in 9 seconds. 7-3, Storm fall. They'll be back home to take on Chicago on Friday. What do you think, Derek? You got a family four-pack?
Yeah, we can do that.
You want to do that tomorrow?
Yeah, Let's do it tomorrow.
Would you make a note of that?
I will do that.
Family 4-pack of tickets to the Storm. All right. Okay. All right.
Noted.
All right. And
duly noted.
Duly noted.
High school hoops last night. I'm not going to read this on the air, but I'm going to point that score out to you from last night that I just went, what?
Boys?
Yeah. That's boys. The number one team in D1 must have been a heck of a game, but they have been beaten for the first time. Cambridge 56, Arapahoe suffers their first loss of the year, 56-55. Loomis must be getting healthy. They push Eustace Farnham to overtime. There were quite a few overtime and even a few double overtime games last night. St. Cecilia beat Adams Central, 59-46. Kearney beat Hastings, 54-37. Kearney Catholic over Centura, 57-49. And a big game, St. Paul beats Ravenna, 56-45. Girls, Adams Central beat St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic was a winner over Centura. And our next guest from Silver Lake defeated Shelton last night, 76-49. as they improve to 16-3 on the season. We're going to talk with Keith Crow from Silver Lake here in just a second. But as Keith knows, and as many folks know, that to be playing your best, you need the right gear, whether you're playing with the equipment or Daddy, you just need something to wear, and that's available at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. I have talked to Steve and Steve, Katie, and all the people that work down there, and they outfit you from time to time.
They do.
So they can special order is what you're saying.
They can special order.
What if you wanted a baseball or softball glove? Now, would you need a special order that, or do you just like rip like a Yugo, you rip the front seat out so you can sit in the back? I mean, what do you do?
No, I've already got my mitt, and it's been signed by Drew Anderson and Dave Gappa, so I'm very proud of that mitt, and I don't need another one. But if I did...
Two great Huskers, Kearney High graduates.
Yes. I think they did have to special order a singlet for Daddy down there, though.
Gross.
Yikes.
That's just wrong. They can outfit anyone from 4 to 14 and beyond when it comes to little kids wrestling. Headgear, singlets, knee pads, and shoes. And, of course, you got to practice, so you need a T-shirt. Maybe you need some shorts. And, obviously, you're going to need a gym bag to tote everything around. First time you're going through it, well, they can help you out. Whatever the sport, whether it's basketball, wrestling, or if you're getting ready for baseball and softball with the Lopers and Broncos already playing, it got them to thinking, well, why not get your new ball glove or bat or gear, get signed up at Misco's, and they'll help you find the exact size and style to fit your need. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Well, Daddy, we've been talking about some of the great basketball that has been going on over the conference tournaments. You know what? We've also been talking about how basketball seems to be overall down in the area, and we've talked about that most of the season. But one place that it's not down on the girls' side is in the Twin Valley Conference.
Well, Twin Valley Conference is very, very difficult to get through, but one team that did manage to win all three games, avenging a couple losses earlier in the season, was the Silver Lake Mustangs. We're pleased to be joined by Keith Crow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keith, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on a wonderful season so far.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's great to be here with you guys.
Well, last night you also went out and put some points on the board in downing a Shelton ball club. And you've kind of been up and down. You have been scoring a lot of points this year. And then when it got to conference tournament time, every game was in the 40s for you guys. Then last night you come out and show that you can score. I guess what's the difference between dialing it down to play defensive ball and then turning it up to play offensive ball?
Well, in the tournament where we played Kennesaw and then Lawrence Nelson, and then Desher, we'd played all those teams this year and have played them quite a few times in the last few years. So they pretty well know what we're going to do, and we pretty much know what they're going to do. So it makes it a little more difficult to execute your offenses. And all those teams play great defense. Last night we kind of got out and got to running a little bit, and our pressure worked a little bit better. So we end up putting up a few more points on the board.
Keith, is it pretty simple? You guys are all pretty evenly matched. It just comes down to making shots.
Well, and sometimes it does. It depends on execution is what it comes down to a lot of times. If you can execute your offense and do the things that you want to do, like for us, we want to pressure and we want to run. And if we can do that, our chances of being successful are a lot better. So we place a great emphasis on rebounding because if we can't rebound, we can't run very well. So we work very hard on it. Some other teams, they like to slow it down a little bit, maybe pound it inside a little bit more on us, and so we have to adjust to that, too.
Silver Lake girls basketball coach Keith Crow joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, then, Keith, how would you categorize your half-court offense at this point in the season?
Actually, we played very well half-court offense, and it's been getting better. Earlier in the season, especially when we had some tight ball games in our losses, we kind of lost our composure a little bit when they were very close. A lot of our scores early on were by big margins, and we didn't have a lot of pressure on us at the end of the game. But here lately, the girls have really been doing a great job of executing the offense at the end, keeping their composure, and that was the difference in the tournament for us.
Keith, losing a couple close games like that early in the year, did the kids learn off of those and when you were able to avenge them, so obviously they turned some things around?
Yeah, we talked a lot about learning from our mistakes. You know, I said if we don't learn from our mistakes, then we're going to keep repeating them. And it was a matter of just relaxing a little bit at the end of the ball game and not pressing and doing the things that I know that they can do and they know that they can do. And it's really helped us out here lately.
Keith, one of the things that your team has tried to do is develop depth, and you have to use, if you're going to run, you're going to have to use a lot of kids. And that means the bench sometimes is as important as the starters out there. Are you satisfied with where your rotation's at right now?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we have Bailey Morris and Jamie Shaw and Cammie Bruckman are all averaging around 11 points a game. You know, Shelby Ruprecht's averaging 9. And then my other girls, Mackenzie Manger's around 6, Kayla Tim 5, and Caitlin Bruckman around 5. So they're doing a nice job. One of the advantages I think that I have is a lot of times we bring Bailey Morris and Kayla Tim off the bench, and they do a great job for us. Bailey's actually right at our leading score. So when we bring people off the bench, I'm bringing quality people off the bench.
Keith, I guess I'm looking at the scores going back all the way to the start of the season. You mentioned you're able to put up points. When it gets to be district time for you guys, if you are able to get up to 60, 70 points, that's certainly got to benefit you guys and not the other teams, doesn't it?
When's the last time you saw a 72-70 girls game?
Well,
I'm guessing if they get to 70, they're in good shape.
I'm guessing if they get to 60. I'm serious.
Well,
if you
60,
go to Kidd,
yeah.
I mean, if you're playing these teams in Lawrence Nelson and Deschler again, you want to get to 60 points and make them try and get to 60 points, is it not, Keith?
Correct. A lot of the teams that we play, they try to slow the game down against us. They want to try to keep us in the 40s, in the 50s, low 50s. We like to push. We like to get up and down the floor, and we like to score as many points as we can, obviously. But, sometimes the defenses do a great job on us, and then we have to resort to our half court a little bit more, and then we have to show some execution and patience.
Well, Keith, a very important game for your ball club tomorrow. You think that maybe you're going to play Giltner not only tomorrow as a regular season game, but you might draw them in the first round of sub-districts next week. And as I'm looking at the wild card points this morning, you're setting it third, behind Deschler, who obviously will be the number one seed when the pairings come out later today. But if you can get that win today, I would think that would still keep your wild card hopes alive on this amazingly tough sub-district.
Yeah, it is a very tough sub-district that we're in. We'll probably be the two seed, it looks like, and be playing Giltner. I'm never really overly fond of playing somebody on a Thursday tomorrow night and then turning around and playing them again next Tuesday, but that's kind of the way the cards are dealt to us, so we'll do the best that we can. We've really been preaching to the girls about just taking it one game at a time. I know that's an old coach's cliche, but we don't want to try to look ahead. Last year, you know, we missed out on the wild card by just a few hundredths of a point. So we really don't want to look at that part of it. We just want to keep winning and playing as well as we can.
Keith, I got to ask, is that easier said than done? Those kids can get on that website faster than you or I can. Do they watch that stuff that close?
Oh, yes. There's plenty of availability for them to check it out and look at it, and they'll be talking to me about it. And I try to just say, hey, let's just worry about Giltner Thursday night or whoever we're going to play, and let's just keep it in perspective. And I kind of have an advantage a little bit where I can tell them about what happened last year to us where we were so close. So we try to keep it in perspective and just say, hey, we just need to keep playing good basketball and keep winning.
You know, an interesting tidbit, and they're going to have to play who they play anyway, Tony, but it just shows you, opening night, they play Deschler, Silver Lake does. They drop a three-point game. Opening night, you don't think about it then. Well, if they win that game, they're probably the number one seed in the sub-district and have to play maybe one tough game instead of two. And so, as you say, you got to be ready every single night. And I guess finally, Keith, since you're going to play Giltner back-to-back, we know a lot about them from their state volleyball championship. They're going to have some post players. What's the biggest concern against them?
Well, their post players are two excellent players with Ott and White. They both post up very well. They're both big, tall girls. They also have some good guards with Kreutz and a Schaff girl, so they're going to pose a pretty good challenge for us. We're going to have to be ready to play. My girls have been really doing a nice job on defense against the post. We faced a lot of really good posts. Lawrence Nelson had two excellent posts in McCartney and Biltoff, and of course Deschler has one of the best posts around with Ashley Dahl. So we've had some experience here lately, and Kayla Tim coming off the bench has done a great job, and Shelby Ruprecht and Caitlin Bruckman and Cammie. So we've had some experiences, so it's not something that we haven't seen lately, at least.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow and in the sub-districts at Sandy Creek, and hopefully we'll see the Mustangs down at the state tournament.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Keith Crow, head girls basketball coach at Silver Lake. They play a big game tomorrow night at Giltner.
Doug, this is a team that's been tested, relatively well all year long. They believe there's eight number one in the, as far as divisions go, the wild card rankings for them. They played eight of those teams, and obviously they lost a close one to Deschler, 3 points. They lost a close one to Blue Hill in overtime, 2 points, and they lost by 5 to Kennesaw. So every time that they've lost, it's been to one of those teams. It's not like they've had a slip-up to a team they shouldn't have lost to.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one tomorrow night at Giltner, so hopefully you get a chance to check that out. Hey, we want to give you a little heads up that the Kearney Little League baseball team and organization is going to be having their annual silent auction in conjunction with the Kiwanis Pancake Feed coming up.
Hello!
At Sunrise Middle School this Saturday. It's from 7 to 2, and they are selling raffle tickets for an autographed Jabba Chamberlain New York Yankees jersey. So there you go. We want to let you know that you want to contact maybe a member of Kearney Little League Baseball, or make sure you head out, get some pancakes, and maybe you get a silent auction item bid on it, or get your raffle tickets for an autographed Jabba Chamberlain jersey from the New York Yankees, or a New York Yankee jersey autographed by Jabba Chamberlain. That's from 7 to 2 this Saturday, the pancake feed and all the festivities going on at Sunrise Middle School. We're going to come back and let you know who the winner of our Valentine's Day package is. I think we'll give you a little hint. They live in either Kearney, Grand Island, or Hastings. Sorry, Derek hates small towns. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"Food fight!"
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golay.
Don't start the year in the doghouse, my friend. Now's the time to make things right. Head to the jewelry store inside JCPenney before Valentine's Day.
Wait till you hear about these deals. Great deals on diamonds. 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart in yellow gold for just $114.99. The 1 carat total weight diamond heart pendant in 14 carat gold over silver, $229.99. Plus a lab-created ruby heart pendant for $116.99.
Deals like these make it easy to get out of trouble. JCPenney.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature in the upper 40s with winds out of the west-northwest of around 10 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies back to 22 with a west wind 5 to 10. On Thursday, highs rebound around 46. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
See, we're going to have to make the show go over now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Well, we've been telling you about it for about the last 10 days, trying to get folks signed up to ESPN Superstation Superfan Club. And today, we are drawing out the winner of our grand prize package, which includes His and Hers Car Care from Midas, El Salon and Spa's Massage and Pedicure Package, a dozen beautiful fresh-cut long-stem roses from Roses for You, and plenty of candles from Plain Jane Candles. You can see the whole package up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We told you that our winner was not from a small community. It happened to be from either Kearney, Grand Island, or Hastings. Well, our winner is not from Kearney.
No. Nope.
I'm sorry, folks. Sorry.
Hastings?
Our winner...
No.
Is not from Hastings. No, the winner is from Grand Island. And I hope we get this right. Eric Barnacle of Grand Island is the winner. And Eric joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. Now, did we get it right? Is it Barnacle?
Yep, you got it perfect.
You probably never caught any crap over that, have you?
Barnacle Bill the Sailor, I've heard.
Well, Eric, congratulations on being the winner. Tell the folks, how long did it take you to get signed up to be a super fan?
I've been a fan for a while now. Just clicked on the logo, and that was about it.
See, that's all it takes. Now, what do where, you got an idea of where this package is going to go, what you're going to do with all the goodies?
Yeah, I'll probably give most of it to the wife, and I'll keep the car care stuff myself.
Now, does it? Now, be honest. Does this take care of the Valentines, or had you already gotten something else?
Actually, I got to take care of two projects because their birthday is Tuesday. I got to do Valentine's and birthday all together in the same weekend.
Well, I'm going to let you in on something that's worth over $400. So just let her know that, and I don't think you have to worry about anything else.
All right.
Hey, Eric. Congratulations, and hey, once again, who made you a winner today?
ESPN Superstation.
Hey, Eric, hang on to the phone. Derek will make sure that you know how to get your prize package and get any information that he doesn't have. Once again, congratulations.
All right, thank you, guys.
Eric Barnacle of Grand Island hanging on the line. He is the winner of our Doug and Daddy ESPN Superstation prize package. So congratulations to Eric. And we need to get on out of here for the show today. We want to thank all the fine folks that joined us. Keith Crow, the head girls basketball coach at Silver Lake. Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. Tomorrow, Mike DeArmond from the Kansas City Star as we preview the Missouri basketball
Tiger, yeah.
Team. They get ready to take on Nebraska. Carol Russell, head women's basketball coach at UNK. Also coming up later this week, more on the Heartland Hoops Classic with Tino Martinez, the event organizer. Friday, we catch up with Steve Anderson as it's opening day of Fauner Park. Hopefully. This weather, I can't believe the way it changed here. I thought we were just going to be a little cooler. It doesn't sound like it.
Folks, we've already confirmed for next week also, we've never had a Raging Cajun on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got Tony Robichaux, head coach of the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns baseball team. They're set to host Nebraska next week.
So all that's coming up and a whole lot more. Little wrestling talk as well. We want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, congratulations to our Valentine gift package winner, Eric Barnacle of Grand Island. We will see you tomorrow.
Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.